Welcome to Digital Stratosphere, the podcast that helps organizations throughout the world with their digital transformation journeys. Here, you will find independent and technology agnostic advice with no software vendor sales spin to help you make the best decisions for your organization. Whether you are in the process of selecting technology, in the midst of your transformation, or trying to get your initiative back on track, Digital Stratosphere provides expertise and best practices to help.
ChatGPT is one of the hottest technological trends in the marketplace today. What exactly is ChatGPT and what is the impact on society? That's what I want to talk about here today. ChatGPT is a technology that's taking the world by storm. Never in my career have I seen a technology that's caught so much momentum so early in the life cycle, and it's something that's gained a lot of mainstream adoption. In fact, when mass media and TV shows start talking about ChatGPT, you know it's a big deal, and you know it's something that's top of mind for a lot of people. But the question that a lot of people have is, what is ChatGPT, first of all? And second of all, is it helpful to society? Does it help us in the business world and in our personal lives? And or is it something that could be destructive and actually undermining our success? So what I want to do today is talk about how ChatGPT and other aspects of open AI affect society, both for better and for worse. And for more information on technological trends in the marketplace, I encourage you to download our Digital Transformation Report, which is an annual report we publish each year that highlights some of the major technological trends that you should be aware of, some of our predictions in the coming years, as well as independent reviews and rankings of different technologies in the marketplace. You can download that white paper by going to the links in the description field below. First, it helps to understand what exactly ChatGPT is. Well, ChatGPT is a form of regenerative artificial intelligence. And what that means in layman's terms is it's a form of technology that allows you to engage with it and basically talk to it, learn from it, and teach it certain things. So in the past, we may have gone to Google or our favorite search engine of choice, entered a question and gotten a bunch of results that we would then sift through and find different articles. Some are relevant, some aren't, to get to the answers that we're looking for. Regenerative AI, on the other hand, is something that learns along the way and can think more like a human and give you more direct answers and outputs than you might get from a search engine like Google. So far, at least in the early versions of ChatGPT, most of the interactions are textual. In other words, you're entering text and receiving text back, so you're having textual conversations with the AI. But more modern and evolving use cases of AI, such as version 4 of ChatGPT, as well as other open AI systems like DALL-E, for example, are integrating the textual aspects of AI with more of the visual aspects of AI. So for example, there's a product called DALL-E that allows you to type in text explaining what kind of picture you want to create. For example, you could say you want an impressionist picture that has a picture of a dog and a lake and a person petting the dog. You enter that into DALL-E and it will create an impressionist version of a picture that does exactly what you asked it to create. And another emerging example that's at the forefront of business technology is Microsoft has a product called Copilot. And Copilot is a form of AI that allows you to tell it what you want to create in the form of a PowerPoint slide or an Excel spreadsheet, and it will do what you tell it to do, basically, and create a Microsoft Office version of whatever you're asking for. So those are just a few examples of how AI and open AI technologies such as ChatGPT can be used to make people more efficient and how it's used in general. Now, I actually have a video on my YouTube channel, which you can find right here, that's a deep dive discussion of what ChatGPT is and how it affects business and some of the pros and cons of the technology. It's about an hour-long conversation in the form of a podcast interview. I encourage you to download that in the link right here. One of the most exciting and the most scary aspects of ChatGPT and OpenAI is that it's changing the world of work as we know it. Now, technology has always been disrupting the workforce, but not in the same way that ChatGPT is right now. And the reason I say that is because ChatGPT is really revolutionizing the way that we engage with our work and the work that we actually do, especially in terms of some of the lower level work that we do, some of the more mundane work that we do. So for example, when you think about creating a spreadsheet or entering data into a spreadsheet or into a system, that's something that is largely being done manually by humans right now that in theory, ChatGPT and OpenAI could be doing for us. So the use cases for ChatGPT are endless. There's a whole host of possibilities, a whole endless plethora of ways that ChatGPT and OpenAI can impact our jobs. But the key here is to understand that while technology has always impacted people's jobs, never in my life have we seen a technology like ChatGPT and OpenAI that will disrupt and change people's work lives to the magnitude that it is here today.
If you are trying to achieve digital transformation success, turn to Third Stage Consulting Group. Third Stage's independent and technology-agnostic consulting team helps clients define their digital strategies, select the right software, and manage their implementations. With offices in the U.S., Europe, and Australia, our team helps the world's most forward-thinking organizations through their transformation pitfalls and risks. Whether you are embarking on an ERP, HCM, CRM, supply chain management, or any other digital transformation, contact Third Stage Consulting to see how we can help you reach the third stage of transformation success. Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.
So given the impact that ChatGPT is having on the workforce as we speak, the next question becomes, does this result in a loss of jobs? What is the societal impact of ChatGPT and OpenAI? And this is a $1 million question. I think we have yet to see the real impact of ChatGPT on organizations. On one hand, ChatGPT has the power to make organizations more effective and more successful, but on the other hand, it has the potential to displace humans and eliminate jobs. And again, technology has always created that threat. When robotics first came into being in the 80s and 90s, that was a big fear within the employee labor force, was that robots would replace all of our jobs. It happened in some cases, and yes, certain jobs were lost, but what it did is it created new jobs. So the net effect may be positive longer term, but we just don't know with ChatGPT. Now, there are some schools of thought that suggest that ChatGPT could eliminate as much as 50% of the labor force. And not only that, but it's the 50% of the labor force that's the least educated that would be most impacted, suggesting that it could create a whole host of societal problems that we just don't fully understand yet. In fact, there are leaders within technology, including Elon Musk, Bill Gates, and the CEO of OpenAI, who are calling for a 6-month hold on any further development of artificial intelligence, citing profound impacts to humans and society. In other words, they are concerned that the impacts that AI will have is so tectonic and so earth-shattering that we don't fully understand it. We need to stop and think and understand and prepare before we move too much further with OpenAI technologies. So there's a definite potential downside of ChatGPT, but the problem is we as humans don't fully understand that yet, at least at the time I'm recording this video. Another potential dark side of ChatGPT relates to data privacy and data security. There's already been stated instances of organizations or people within organizations that are taking confidential information that is internal to the organization and using OpenAI like ChatGPT to ask questions and feed it information for analysis to do their jobs, which on the surface is probably for a good reason, but what that does is now you've taken confidential information and made it public domain because now it's part of the OpenAI model. So a lot of organizations haven't fully embraced this or understood what the big impact could be to data privacy and security. Another question becomes at the consumer level, not just the business level, but at the consumer level, what does OpenAI do for our security? For example, if I ask ChatGPT to fill out a form for me, the form requires me to put my passport number in there and my social security number or some other form of personal confidential identification, what happens to that information? Who ensures that that is secure? Does anyone ensure that that data is secure? So there's a lot of open-ended questions as it relates to data privacy and security that we have yet to resolve. And the problem is most organizations haven't really thought through what this means to their organizations, and most people haven't thought through what it means to their own privacy. And of course, in addition to data privacy and security, there's also questions around the ethics of ChatGPT. If I'm a student and I use ChatGPT to help me write a paper or even do some research that I would have done manually in the past, is that cheating? Is that wrong? If I use ChatGPT to help me do my job and automate parts of my job that my employer is paying me to do, is that cheating? Is that wrong? There's a lot of unanswered questions as it relates to all sorts of components and aspects of ChatGPT, but these are some of the things to be aware of as you think about the future of OpenAI and ChatGPT. Now, one of the biggest questions I have personally, because I'm a digital transformation consultant and I lead a digital transformation consulting firm, is what is the impact that ChatGPT will have on digital transformations? Not only is ChatGPT a new technology that might help automate businesses and might help improve business operations, but it's also a tool that could help automate and speed up the rate at which we go through a digital transformation. So on one hand, ChatGPT could help automate the development of code, for example. If I'm writing custom code or even if I'm configuring a system, I could use OpenAI and other AI models to help automate what I had done in the past or what I might have offshored to another country. Now I could have AI do that work for me. But on the flip side, the human disruption is so great that I would argue that any improvement that we might see on the technological automation of a digital transformation, we are more than offsetting that benefit with the impact or the potential harm and disruption that it causes on humans. And what I mean by that is humans are probably going to react more negatively to something like ChatGPT that completely automates their jobs than other technologies might have in the past. So we can automate some of digital transformation with a tool like ChatGPT or OpenAI, but it's also going to create human disruptions that are going to take longer to help us get through that digital transformation. And then, of course, one of the big questions I have too is when you look at business technology and enterprise technology providers and vendors, how will they build OpenAI and ChatGPT models into their technology to help automate some of their workflows and functions and provide better capabilities than they already have? So I hope this has provided an introduction and an overview of what ChatGPT is, as well as helping provide some information to help you assess whether you think this is a net positive thing or a net negative thing to society. But I'd love to hear your comments. What do you think? What do you think the future of ChatGPT and OpenAI holds? How do you think it'll affect businesses? How do you think it'll affect individuals? Please leave a comment below. I'd love to hear your thoughts there. For more emerging technologies and trends in the marketplace, I encourage you to download our annual Digital Transformation Report, which provides a number of best practices and lessons and trends as it relates to technology transformation and other best practices that are meant to help you through your digital transformation. So I encourage you to download that and other technology resources that I've included links to in the description field below. So I hope you found this information useful and hope you have a great day.
Learn more about us and download independent reports, videos, and other best practices at thirdstage-consulting.com.